set at Boater's.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. America, men, women, boys, and girls, please open your truth book, your King James Bible, to the book of Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 7, where we left off last time. Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 7. As I have told you, originally all of the minor prophets were one book, and every one of them prophesy of these very end times right where we are right now. But Zechariah has more prophecy of these end times than all of the other minor prophets put together. Now, last week we began studying chapter 10, and God has entitled it Restoration, Restoration. You see, as Peter says, 2 Peter 3, 10, 6 and 7 right in there, the world that then was, in that age, Isaiah 14, Lucifer, who is the serpent, the devil, brought sin into the equation. We were all in the spiritual bodies because he said, I will be God. And so God's children, except a small group of elect who stayed true to him, were separated from him. So God had plan B. Brought in the second earth age, the Son, Jesus, came, paid the sin debt. And now, if you believe in Jesus, you can walk back on the beautiful stripes of Jesus' bloody back. He will be the bridge and restore you back to Father's house. Restoration. Now, he told us last week that one of the ways he restores his people is by using his very elect seed. There's been a remnant in every generation, but right now, the end time, there's a special group of people, the elect seed, and he calls you arrows, and the Bible says that God's arrows are his lightning. You're the firebrands, and you have the anointing, and when you, like an arrow out of God's bow, are shot out like lightning, lightning has nitrogen, and you water the grass of the field. Jesus says the field is the world, and God calls people trees, and so you actually put nitrogen in the trees, and you cause the children of God to come back to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. The elect seed. I praise God for that. Then he also told us that he was going to restore, it was a prophecy then, the house of Judah and the house of Joseph. Now there are 12 tribes, two of them call themselves the house of Judah. Then Joseph symbolizes the 10 tribes, the house of Israel, and is also sometimes called Ephraim, one of Joseph's elder brothers. Well, that prophecy came true in 1948. When Israel became a nation again, when the house of Judah returned there. And of course, Joseph was restored, the 10 tribes, after being captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian, as Isaiah tells us. We migrated over the Caucasus Mountains into Europe, into Canada, and these United States of America. So this is where we are.
7, and they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man.
All right, remember now, I just explained to you, Ephraim is the same as Joseph as the 10 tribes, and here we are in America. Mighty man means we are a hero. He's not talking about every one of the 10 tribes, but the very elect seed here at the end time. You're a hero. Every time, like lightning, you send nitrogen out and get a Christian to wake up, and you get a soul to come to Jesus. But America has been a hero up until recently to the entire world. See, that prophecy, that was then, but then is now. It's happened now.
And their hearts shall rejoice as through wine. Hey, their children shall see it and be glad.
Anytime an elect brings someone into the kingdom of heaven and explains the migrations of people, the mystery of God, and we win them to Jesus, they're called our children, and they're so glad to see why they were born in America.
Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them.
Now, hiss is an old Anglo-Saxon beekeeper's term, and it means to whistle. It means, hey, you elect seed, you're up, your time. In other words, right here at the end, the elect, God's got a job for you because you are the warriors. You are to bring the glory of God on this earth. Your time, you're up. And that is that small group, Romans 11, 7,000 will not bow the knee to Baal. So it means step up, your time. So see, that's why I keep saying elect, connect. We are it. But whistle also means something else. It means bravo, bravo. When God sees his elect seed like nitrogen watering the children of the earth with the truth all over this world, he says, bravo, good job.
Amen. And they shall increase as they have increased.
They who God's very elect here at the end. Now this is an Hebraism, and it means you shall be as you were before. The preacher in Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be again. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes and we do the body change, 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, we step out of the flesh suit in the spiritual suit. Only the elect will not have betrayed him, and only the elect will gather around him. And that's the way we were before. In the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, when Lucifer rebelled, we were the stones of fire, children of God minus the flesh. And everybody left Jesus. The lukewarmers were the worst of all. They just always sit and watch the show. The others were just naturally mean. But there was that group, they stayed with God, had been sent out to be the bearers of the oracles of truth, of the divine revelation, the mystery of God. And so as we were then, he sent us out, not because we had betrayed him, but as Romans 8, we were justified. He predestined and appointed us. Chosen means appointed, selected. In other words, you have a mandate to do. And so as we were with him then, we have had to leave our Father's house to come down in this wretched place with people who hate God, and the truth is all twisted. And we've come here to be nitrogen to them, to make them grow. And we're going to once again be right around Jesus. And this time we will never again leave the lover of our soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As it was, so shall it be. Back with our Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The lover of our soul, the Lord Jesus Christ.
9. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries.
Now, last week I told you that since the minor prophets were all one book, we can refer to them. Hosea, remember, was told by God to go and marry a harlot. God wanted Hosea and wants us to know how God feels when God's children go a-whoring after another god, how God's going to feel when the Antichrist comes first beautiful in the sky and half the Christians follow him. So it hurt him. Now, their first child, Hosea and the harlot's name was Jezreel, which means to scatter. It also means to sow. So you see, the house of Israel, the 10 tribes, captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian, Isaiah tells us that. If they had not been scattered over the Caucasus Mountains, as history tells us, scattered into Great Britain, Ireland, England, scattered over the Atlantic Ocean into Canada, America, we would not be there. We are that far land. And why were we scattered? To sow. We were scattered here to sow the beautiful crystal cross of Jesus Christ up above this city set on a hill, the United States of America. We were to sow to the world the fact that there is a Savior, and we can walk on his back, his scarred back, as a bridge back to our Father's house. To sow the fact that there is a Bible, that there is a way to instruct you in all that you ever need to do. And so, we sow.
And they shall live with their children and turn again. 10. I will bring them again out of the land of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria.
Now, in the natural, you know that the 12 tribes were slaves in Egypt and God brought them out. And again, the Assyrian Sennacherib captured the 10 tribes, but God brought us over here. So we were brought out of that. Egypt and Assyria symbolized bondage, captivity. because Satan introduced sin in the world that then was when he said he would be God, and so many of God's children followed him, then we were in bondage to sin. We were captured. Right now, Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and most people are in captivity to him. Those who believe the lie fly proverb are also captured by him. But you see, Jesus came to set us free. He broke those chains, and so now we are free. We are no longer in Egypt. We are no longer in Assyria. And now, in the natural, let's go to level one. Aren't you glad you're not in Egypt? Mubarak was our ally, and he was ousted by this regime, and the Muslim Brotherhood took over, and look what's happening in Syria. That's the old Nineveh. Look what's happening there. ISIS is cutting off Christians' heads. Do you see? The enemy meant it for evil, but God turned it for good. Not only are we here to sow the gospel of Jesus Christ, we were also, he brought us here to save us.
And I will bring them into the land of Gilead. And Lebanon.
Gilead means healing, the Gilead, the balm of Gilead. And Lebanon is one of the names of God's elect, majestic cedar tree. Well, we are now in the land where the healing waters flow. We are in freedom land. We are in truth land. No matter where we go, they let the healing waters flow. The Holy Spirit anointing of Jesus Christ flows now. Because of those stripes, we are healed. And we now can grow. Psalm 92 says, you, child of God, are like a palm tree, and you shall flourish as the cedars of Lebanon. You might be a sprout. You might be a little seedling, but you start growing, and then you become a great cedar tree, a great, beautiful Lebanon, a cedar tree, God's very elect. But you grow. You see, you grow. You grow from level to level to level to level, and you never stop growing until we grow into the very stature of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And place shall not be found for them.
We're not found there in Egypt and Assyria. Thank you, Lord, in America.
11. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves.
It would be the elect right here at the end. Affliction is a bad translation. It means the adversary. It's talking about, we're in the fifth trump now, a time of learning. It's about to end. At the sixth trump, the Antichrist is coming. He's the adversary. He is the dragon pretending to be the lamb, the devil pretending to be Jesus. But it says the elect, you, Alexi, you will pass through that. It means we don't get stuck there. We don't stop there, and we don't bow there. We don't stay there. And we don't call him God because we know not, so we're just going to go pass through. He brings us safely through that. What about smite the waters? Okay, the wave with the waves. Right now, since the devil is the prince of the power of the airwaves are covered, all the media, with lies. The lie fly proverb of Ezekiel 13, your King James Bible. Lies of politicians, lies all going around, lies of Satan. But their very elect seed here at the end, we shall smite them. How shall we do this? By going into those airwaves via radio and television, into going into those airwaves and making the joyful sound. And when the enemy hears the joyful sound, we smash the smithereens of strongholds and powers in the air. Like a singer who finally hits that right frequency, that right pitch, and a glass will shatter. We shatter the waves of lies in the air. That's why God's given us the technology to get through the airwaves. Hallelujah.
Amen. The sea and all the deep.
And the sea there would be the people.
The river shall dry up.
Okay, Revelation 12 says Satan, the dragon, is going after the woman. That's the elect men and women who will not bow the knee to Satan. With a flood of lies, but God's going to hide her. So these lies, especially the whole world will believe that Antichrist is the Savior. Half the church will think he's Jesus. The elect, he's going after the elect, and that we actually are going to be delivered up. So what are we going to do by sending forth that truth out through the airwaves? We're going to dry up the river of lies. Hallelujah. Truth has a wonderful way of drying up, swallowing the old lies, slimy water.
and the pride of Assyria be brought down.
The Assyrian of which Isaiah writes, Sennacherib, is a type of the Antichrist. As soon as Jesus comes, the Antichrist, who is the devil, will be locked into a pit for 1,000 years. So everybody gets to come to Bible class for 1,000 years. No more excuses. No more whisperings by the Satan in your ear.
And the scepter of Egypt shall depart away.
Now, God says that Egypt would always exist, but it would always be a base nation. Egypt meaning lies, meaning captivity, meaning mystery Babylon, deception. That shall not reign anymore. Satan will be locked in the pit, and the kingship shall be given to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, one King forevermore, our Lord Yeshua Jesus.
12, and I will strengthen them in the Lord.
Oh, what a beautiful word, strengthen them in the Lord. Them who? Them, elect. I pray that be you, the elect. Now, strengthen is the same word in the manuscripts as wait on the Lord. Strengthen here means, God says, wait means to entwine yourself with the word of God. In other words, he says, I will entwine mine elect, I will wrap you around, I'll circle you around with the word of God. So we see from heaven's sewing room, the word of God is being released from those spools and spindles and coming down, and through God's yielded vessels, then this word, thread by thread, line by line, is going and being woven and wrapped around and wrapped around and wrapped around God's elect, so that you are covered with the word, and what you put on your skin goes into your body, and that word goes into your body. Now, he's about to tell you that you're going to walk then, as you're entwined in the word, and you become, that word becomes you, you're going to walk in his name. What is his name? His name is called the Word of God. So what's going to happen? He's about to say that you walk up and down in his name. Now the Word of God has got you all wrapped up. It's seeped into you. You are one with the Word. And then you're going to walk in that Word. His name is the Word of God. That's when Jesus' prayer in John 17 will be answered. He said, Father, that they may be one as we are one. This can happen right here and now as you're entwined and circled in the Word and you become the Word. In essence, it comes into you. And then you hide yourself in the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is the Word of God. We become one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they shall walk up and down in his name, saying, the Lord.
In his name, up and down. The elect will walk up and down on this earth, Ezekiel 44 through 48, teaching for 1,000 years in his name, in his word. But see, elect, you have to now be entwined. That's why some of you are being entwined now. He's preparing you for that. It's beautiful, isn't it? You know, Enoch walked up and down, and he was not. God took him. So you see the very elect here at the end. We're going to walk up and down. We're not going to have to die in the flesh. He will take us, but not in the air, right here with him in Jerusalem, so we can teach the rest of the people. Hallelujah.
Chapter 11, verse 1.
Now, that was restoration. Now we come to chapter 11. This one is judgment day here. Here where? Right here where we are. Jesus is coming here, judgment day here. Psalm 9, verse 8, God says he's prepared his throne for judgment and he judges the world in righteousness. But this is not the great white throne judgment. Everybody who's ever existed will stand before God. Those who are lost, the books are going to be open, and those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will walk into the lake of fire. But there is a judgment seat for Christians. This chapter now is going to tell us about the judgment seat, the Bema seat of Christ for Christians. Remember Revelation 14, the only thing you could take with you are your works. It's not judging you whether you are saved or lost. It's judging you. Are you going to get a reward? Or are your works going to be burned by fire?
Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars.
Now, doors here means gates, and Bible times gates was the judgment seat. Lebanon means God's people, okay, God's elect. So he says, okay, my people, you are coming to judgment. So we fast forward now, the judgment seat of Christ, that the fires may, oh my goodness, what's the fire? Hebrews 12:29, God is a consuming fire. Now let's take the natural. God calls you, Isaiah 61, a tree of righteousness, all right? The planting of the Lord. It's a symbol. And so if you take a forest and there are all these trees in there, that's a beautiful thing. But sadly, there's this undergrowth that grows in there, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And it sort of loosens the strength of the tree. Before you know it, the trees have got wood rot. They're still standing there like a tree, but they're dead. Wood rot, undergrowth. Get it? Now, what is the right thing to do? Is if with wisdom, we would have a controlled burn in these forests. See, a controlled burn. If you don't do that, an arsonist comes along or anything comes along, and then that causes those great fires. A control burn would get the underbrush out so the trees would not wood rot, would not become lackadaisical, would grow and blossom and flourish like a great palm tree, like a seed of Lebanon. You understand?
Yes.
All right. Christians, you're a tree. Look out for the wood rot. Look out for the undergrowth, those household idols. You know perfectly well there are attitudes you have that are not pure, and they're not holy, and they're not right. And you don't go there, and you don't read that, and you don't think that. You get right back on track. So the wood rot won't destroy you. Watch out for the undergrowth. It's subtle. He's about to show us how subtle it is.
Verse 2, how, fir tree?
Fir tree, Hosea 14, God equates himself to a great fir tree, evergreen, ever living, eternal God. How means to cry aloud. So Zechariah says, cry aloud, God. Well, why?
For the cedar is fallen.
Oh, my goodness. They look so big. Look at them in the church. Look at them in the political scene. How high they are. How low they are fallen.
Because the mighty are spoiled.
The mighty in this case, those who should be heroes, are corrupted. Now he's not only talking about to the false pastors that lead you right into the devil's hand by false teaching. But the word here in the Hebrew is rapacious nobles. Great word, is it? Rapacious nobles. Boy, are they high in office. The highest office of the land, of the United States of America, all these high places, and in the church. Rapacious is rapine, rapture, rape. They rip you off. Those in those positions, by teaching you a lie in the church, by telling you they're going to give you freedom in America and raising your taxes and turning us into a socialist nation and causing regulations on businesses, they are living off the prey. They are rapacious nobles. Nobles who rape you. Physically, spiritually, mentally, socially.
How, O ye oaks of Bashan?
Now, you very highest of the land, you cry too. You political leaders. This means you leaders of state. We vote for you and put you up there. And then you come together. And you have this cocktail party, and you get richer, and the flock that put you in get poorer. How? Cry.
For the forest of the vintage is come down.
All right. God's going to burn out with the fire there. He's going to burn it out. He's going to burn it out. Now, talking about the fire, let's go with this. What does this mean for the judgment seat of Christ? We are all, as Christians, going to have a judgment day too. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, God says, he's talking to Christians, your works, he says, there's no other foundation you can lay but Jesus Christ. In other words, the building of the temple, the many-membered body of Christ, starts with a concrete, that's Jesus Christ. So you, if you've accepted Jesus and are saved, that's the foundation. But 1 Corinthians 3 says, then, you Christian, you build on this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, stubble. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, and every man's work shall be manifest by fire. The day shall be declare it what it is. God the consuming fire will pass over your works. There you stand. Those works you've done that you thought were for the Lord and were for the Lord, the angels bring them out and spread them out there. And here is God to hear you manifest, declare. And the fire passes over. And he says, if your works are gold or silver or precious stones, they last. And you get a reward. Hallelujah. But if your works are wood, hay, and stubble and burn, you shall suffer loss, yet so is by fire, but you shall be saved. You will have eternal life. What is the loss you will suffer? An angel or the Lord will come and strip your robe of righteousness off of you. Your works were not fit to weave the robe. Why did you give? Why? Why did you pray? Why did you go to church? Why did not you care for your brother's soul? What was that in your heart that was wrong towards someone who had always been there for you? Check it out now, and I pray your works will be gold and silver and precious stones.
Three, there is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled.
Corrupted. Now, these shepherds do mean the sheep traffickers, so this is not talking about, well, in a sense, it's the false preachers because they are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're trafficking the sheep for money. Some of them, we're not, but you're not, but some are. But it's talking about the state leaders, the heads of state, and they are just, they're actually, the sheep traffickers are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. And you can find that word in 1 Chronicles 2:55. 1 Chronicles 2:55, it says, these are the Kenites. Check it out in your Strong's, it's also the concordance in your dictionary. These are the descendants of Cain, Cain the child of the devil. They have taken over the heads of state and are just trafficking us sheep, us poor little lambs led to the slaughter here.
Or to the roaring of a young lion, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled.
Now this shows us why that undergrowth is so bad. In the natural, a roaring lion can go through that underbrush. Your adversary, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion. In the natural, a real lion can go through the underbrush and all around the trees and get up to the River Jordan. And when the prey comes to get a drink of water, the lion pounces. So see your adversary, the devil. And when he sees you've got some underbrush, you haven't cleaned it all out. You got wood rot. You're stuck in mire. And there's a whole purification. There's a whole sanctification. Everybody needs to go to the cross. Then you could see if the lion's coming. And you could say, go, lion.
For thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter.
Okay, feed the flock of the slaughter. God says, now, all right, mine elect, I want you to feed the flock of the slaughter. What it means, because people are being mistaught, like the lie-fly proverb, Christians, this goes back to the church, they are being led to the slaughter, because the first one coming calling himself Christ is the devil. So see, when you worship the devil, you'll be led to slaughter, to eternal death. So he says, God says, elect, I want you to feed them. That's why we try to say this every time we on the air, at least once in a while. Somebody read Ezekiel 13. It must be from the King James Version. The Kenites do not read the NIV. It's full of lies. The King James Version has it right. God says, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. Jesus says, coming here, he said, stay in the field.
Whose possessors slay them.
those people who were in charge of them, they're killing them.
And hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich.
Oh my goodness, look at the crowds coming. I tell them what they want to hear, and we have this beautiful show in the church, and I never, ever would tell them that the Antichrist is coming. And I just keep taking up a collection, and we got more money, we get money, and the governors and the heads of state raise our taxes and raise our taxes and raise our taxes and say, we're getting rich over the dumb parade.
And their own shepherds pity them not.
Pity them not. One of Hosea, the second child of Hosea and the harlot, was named Lo Ruhamah. Lo Ruhamah. The word Lo is very negative. It means not my child. Lo, I will not pity you. You are not my child. You sheep traffickers, you Kenites, and you Christians who said you love Jesus, not enough to understand and study Revelation, and you worship the devil. Lo Ruhamah. I will not pity you. You're not my child.
For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For lo, I will deliver the men, every one from his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king.
The word king here is the lowercase. In other words, since Satan is coming and calling himself king, in other words, if you want to go to him, he says, go right ahead. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2, God says, if you want to believe a lie, I'll send you an illusion. You go ahead and believe a lie. Paul also says in his other writings, he says, after you've told a person and warned and done everything you can, and they refuse to budge, Paul said, let them go to the devil. That's what he said. That's been the hardest thing in the world for me to do. But I'm learning. Don't throw your pearls before swine. They simply rend you. Go on to the next one. Somebody's waiting for you to give them that pearl. And somebody wants that pearl. Go to the next one. Shake the dust off and move on.
And they shall smite the land. And out of their hand I will not deliver them. 7, and I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took unto me two staves, the one I called beauty, and the other I called bands, and I fed the flock.
God says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll feed the flock. Now, a shepherd has two sticks. One is called the shepherd's staff, and remember, the bread is the staff of life. Jesus is the bread. And the shepherd gently takes the hook there. And when that sheep tries to go off the way, off the hook or into a bear's paw, he jerks him back. In old vaudeville, I read this, what they would do, if an actor was doing a bad job, the director would say, give him the hook. And you'd see from the curtain, this shepherd's hook would come out there, and they would take him, and he'd go, he dances off the stage, give him the hook. So say, well, if anybody ever tells you to give him the hook, that means get off the stage. But the other club, the other stick the shepherd has is a club, and that he beats the devil off of you. See, we are supposed to beat the demons off of people. Half of the people don't even know they've got that, so we do that. Now, he says, I'll give you beauty. Beauty in the Hebrew means graciousness, grace. We're saved by grace. Beauty is Messiah, who's graciously paid our sin debt. Bands means to unite. Jesus' beauty graciously paid the sin debt to reconcile us back to God. We can walk on the blooded stripes of Jesus back to God. At-one-ment. At-tonement. At-one-ment. Beauty graciously bands, unites us back with God. The atonement. At-one-ment with God. Praise the Lord. Were you blessed there?
Yes.
Well, it's time now for Mystery Moment, and Joel tells us, in Joel chapter 2, to blow the trumpet in Zion. So we're going to blow the trumpet in Zion. I'm so glad to have our friend Scott Merson. I said Steve. Scott Merson here to help me. Scott, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I do. Hi, Miss Sherry.
Hi.
The first question is,
that you spoke of a tale of three women and how they connect to Satan. Could you please tell us about that again?
Absolutely. The first woman connected to Satan was Eve in the garden. The tree of knowledge beguiled Eve, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11. He beguiled her, and the bad fruit there was Cain, so she fell. The second woman was Mary, the Virgin Mary. Now she won because she bore her seed, bruised the serpent's head. That was Jesus. Jesus defeated death, whose name is the devil. The third woman will be God's very elect. The lesson today, the elect seed, men and women, when we are delivered up to Antichrist, when the Holy Spirit speaks through us what he will, we are going to unmask the devil for what he is, and we're going to bruise his head. That's why Ezekiel and Daniel calls us the ships of Chittim, the bruisers. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you, Scott. Got another one?
Yeah, here's an interesting one. What does God's word say about tattoos?
Tattoos. Okay. Now, don't anybody get mad at me. Leviticus 19:28, God says, do not cut your body, do not engrave anything on your body, do not put any markings on it. Now, if you've already done that, ask forgiveness. He just wants you to respect your body. Sorry, tattoos, no. So, not much you can do about it, so just ask forgiveness. But you could put some makeup on it or something. Okay.
The next listener wanted to know, what are the three woes of Revelation 11?
That's right. Revelation 11 says, whoa. The first woe will be the fallen angels of Revelation 12 coming with Satan, even some a little before him. They are so charismatic. They lie and they flatter, and they're coming into the Christian church and deceive people. The second woe will be the Antichrist himself, Revelation 12, that old dragon coming before Jesus, and the whole world will call him God and half the body of Christ. The third woe will be the seventh trump when the Lord Jesus comes and he pours out the cup of wrath, that woe, on all those who are worshiping the Antichrist. Whoa.
Thank you. And the last one is, does Jesus sing?
Absolutely. Psalm 32, verses 7 and 8, right in there, he says he encompasses about with a song. He is the chief musician. And Paul says, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with your understanding. It is a beautiful thing when the Lord just goes through a yielded vessel and starts singing his song. We have that beautiful experience here, and it's glorious. And you know what it does? It shatters the airways. It shatters
yeah.
demonic forces. Hallelujah. Well, I want all of you to come and live with me in Father's house. And I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to ask Scott. Thank you so much, Scott. That was great. Scott's going to be a regular part of this. That's Scott Merson with his great gifts. And the rest of you, please pray this with me. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive my sins.
Please forgive my sins.
Write my name in your Lamb's Book of Life.
Write my name in your Lamb's Book of Life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Grow me into your truth.
Grow me into your truth.
And use me to enlarge your territory.
And use me to enlarge your territory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Before all the world, I confess.
Before all the world, I confess.
Jesus is the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. In a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number, and you might like to call and leave that on my voicemail. Say your name very clearly, and I'll put you on my daily prayer list. Now I want to pray for those of you who are sick, those precious stripes. I want you not to ever take them for granted. That was one bag that looked like chopped liver. I've seen it spiritually. And with those stripes, you were healed. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, my Father, I ask now that from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings. go into the very nerves and the bone marrow of people, into the bloodstream. Repair that which is broken, Father God. Heal that which is bruised. What is missing, make a new one. Miracles and signs in the bones and the organs and the bladders and the kidneys and the tissues, the backbone and spine, sinusitis in Jesus' name. Heartaches be healed. Holiness, holiness, holiness. Cleansing in Jesus' name. Disease be gone. Cancer be gone. Fibromyalgia be gone. Migraine headaches be gone. Lung disease. Lungs, breathe, breathe, breathe in Jesus' mighty name. Bladders and pancreas. Pancreas be healed. Spleen in Jesus' name. Feet and toes. Nerves be made whole. The tingling be gone. Bones be made strong. In the name and the power. Eyes see. Ears hear. Brains function in Jesus' name. With Jesus' stripes you are healed. Hallelujah. He sent his word and healed you. And everybody, let's say, with Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. Now, you might like to call and tell me also that you were healed. I want to invite all of you to come to my school for all of this fun, the Word and Prayer, every Sunday, 5 p.m., every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and that's our warrior time. We are pulling down strongholds. We are chosen, and we are elected. And we are bringing down the glory of God on this earth because that's our mandate. And we give God all of the glory. So Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Now everything you have is yours to give away. Whatever you've been given, yours to keep. It's not me, me, me. It's others, others, others. A little song I learned as a girl. Others, Lord. Yes, others. Let this my motto be, that as I live for others, I might live for thee. And when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Hallelujah. Go and tell. Now that's gold and that's silver and that's precious stone. When you take the shepherd's hook and bring a lost person out of darkness into the marvelous light. God bless you. Remember this about Yeshua Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. John 17:17, Jesus said, thy word is truth. Wait for my announcer to give you my telephone number and hear me play a measure of the Our Father. And if God is willing, I'll see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth. Yeah.
could see life through your eyes. To gaze upon the canvas from your side. To understand all that has been before. And to realize the plans you have in store.
Thank you. And long ago, I heard this song. Jubilee has come to me, brought me back to life. Jubilee, I'm finally free. My future is bright, yeah. Jubilee has come to me, brought me back to life. Inside.
Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's modern worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Preserve you from all evil, he shall preserve your soul.